Several years ago, a group of Christian missionaries had an audience with Mahatma Gandhi to explain their work in India. And as the meeting was ending, Mahatma Gandhi asked them to sing one of their favorite Christian hymns. And they said, "Well, which hymn would you like us to sing?" And Gandhi replied, "Sing the hymn that best describes what you believe." This is the hymn they sang. "When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast save in the death of Christ my Lord. The vain delights that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, what grief and love flow mingling down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were all the realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." This is the hymn that they sang, indicating what they believe. The hymn quoting St. Paul, who says, "I consider all things to be rubbish except the cross of Christ." Quoting St. Paul, who says, "May I never boast of anything but the cross of Christ." The cross of Christ. My salvation, life, and resurrection. If you pray Vespers with me, you know this is my favorite Lenten hymn. I always belt it out using the Rockingham melody. It's just a stunningly beautiful melody, and I have in my breviary a holy card of the Shroud of Turin, the face of Jesus on the holy shroud. And so when I get to verse 3, I can see his head and the grief and the love that flow mingling down. You know who wrote this hymn? It was Isaac Watts. Isaac Watts. He wrote this hymn in 1707 when, by a happy act of divine providence, Isaac Watts was exactly 33 years old. The exact same age as Jesus Christ when he died. When Isaac Watts was a young boy, he complained to his father that most of the church hymns were boring, old-fashioned, tiresome tunes with words that meant little to his generation. And his father challenged him, "If you can write better hymns, why don't you?" And so the boy did. He came out of his room with his first hymn. And by the time his life was over, he had written over 700 hymns. He's known as the father of English hymnody. He wrote that beautiful hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." He wrote that beautiful hymn, "O God, Our Help in Ages Past." And he wrote another one of my favorite hymns. And you all know it. He wrote the hymn, "Joy to the World." Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. In verse 3, Isaac Watts wrote, "No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. His blessings flow from his wounded, pierced side." What a juxtaposition of hymns we have today. Yes, today is a day we can sing "Joy to the World" as we survey his wondrous cross. Today is a day we can sing the chorus over and over, "And wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. For from his head, his hands and feet what grief and love flow mingling down. What can I do? What can I offer as I behold Jesus with all of his love on the cross? Where the whole realm of nature mine, that would be a present that would be too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my soul, my all.